Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Stephanie Arney is a speaker, explorer, and wildlife presenter. Arney is the founder of the Creative Animal Foundation, and she joins us today with a recap of the Tiny House Tour and its efforts to raise awareness about habitat preservation. Recently, the Tiny House Tour, the Tiny House itself was surrounded by flames in the midst of a wildfire, and Stephanie is joining us for an update. Hey, Steph, how are you?
Well, better.
It
was a pretty stressful week, you know?
Yeah. Let's talk about you're in Iowa for the holidays, and this is happening in California, and you're helpless and just sort of watching things unfold. When did you first find out that there was a wildfire approaching?
Okay, so the fire started a week ago today, and we got a text message at Monday at 4:15 from our neighbor who lives right up the hill from us. We live in the mountains, the Santa Ynez Mountains, right up above Santa Barbara, and we have this incredible view of Santa Barbara, but we are up in the mountains where it's incredibly dry, tons of bush, and there was a fire here in the 90s, so it's been a long time. There was a lot of what the firefighters call fuel. And so a fire started right up above the home. She sent us that picture, and immediately I just started crying because I know the odds are really high where we live, but I couldn't believe that it was in our backyard. And so we found out a minute after it started, and we went to Twitter right away and didn't even notice for about 10 minutes that people started posting. So we knew immediately.
Mm. All right. So as you watch things, tell people, let's go back to the Creative Animal Foundation Tiny House Tour. You've been on the show before talking about it, but if somebody is just tuning in and wondering why did you take this tiny house on tour in the first place? Let's start there.
Yeah. So in 2016, we decided we want to go on a nationwide tour to teach people about nature, how to be better connected to it. And we just hear constantly people saying, oh, I love that lion. I love that elephant. I love wolves. I love sharks. What can I do to help in my own home? So we found this weird creative way to reach people. And that was, let's just get a small home and take it around the country, let people go in and show people what they can do in their own homes, not just with food, but with literally everything you look at in your home, what we can do to be more sustainable. So we have, more sustainable practices out on our planet, because literally everything we're purchasing comes from nature. And when we're done with it, it goes out into nature and it affects those animals we claim to love. So we wanted to help people by providing them with not just information in front of their face online all the time, but I want you to walk in and feel the space and have real life conversations about how hard it is to live sustainably. And you know what? Tim and I were honest. We shared what we were good at, what we were bad at. And of course, we know we had to pull this tiny house around. That's an issue. However, we had 50,000 Americans that were able to be fully impacted by this experience. And we hear to this day, we have people writing us weekly saying their improvements in their home of what they're doing because they're inspired by us. So we at least like to think that we made some sort of a difference. But right. After 2 years, we were pretty exhausted. I was also filming with Animal Planet, Wild Kingdom, and HGTV. So we decided to park it in the beautiful city of Santa Barbara, which, those who don't know, it's about an hour north of L.A. Of course, this is fire country. So we knew we were putting ourselves at risk in the area that we legally were parked up in the mountains. But honestly, that's probably not going to happen to us, right?
And then
we've been parked.
It does.
Oh, go ahead.
But as I saw that it was happening, before the Thanksgiving break, it affected me personally in the sense that it's just this tiny, like, leave that tiny. It's just a tiny house. It's not hurting anyone. Like, the whole concept of the tiny house was to give more habitat to animals and a little bit less to the people who were inhabiting the space. People were emotionally attached to everybody's homes, and what's happening with the wildfires. But you could tell they were attached to the concept of the tiny house. It resonated. It meant something to them. It meant a lot more to you because it's your project. It's your house.
Oh, I didn't think I was going to get emotional, but you're right. It did. I mean, not going to lie to you. It's hard. It's hard to live in a small space. I mean, most human beings on the planet live in a small space, but we are spoiled rotten in America. And thankfully, we've went through a lot to get to this point to have the luxuries that we do today in our country. But it's
all right.
I didn't think it was going to hurt me so much for it to, you know, almost start on fire and to lose it. And it was such a symbol. And we put in so much time and effort and energy into this message, into this story. And so when it was about to go on fire, let me tell you, it was hard. And I thought what was crazy is how quickly it burned. It started right behind the house. And right when they announced it, it was 5 acres. And it shot up to 200, 500, you know, very, very quickly. And the winds, what the problem is that we have winds that come by that were 40 miles per hour that evening. And a huge, crazy storm was coming through. We hadn't had rain in over 180 days. And this big superstorm was coming through. And it increased the wind from, you know, 50 to 70 gusts of wind gusts. So it was pushing the fire straight into town. It was intense.
And these are things that we're all having more conversations about, and more people are impacted now into the future because of what we're seeing with climate change, which also has a sense of irony to it. And the fact that what you're educating people about is not only just, you know, loving wildlife and caring for it, but also caring for habitat. And then those two things intersect, and we see it in real life unfold.
It was crazy to see how climate change was affecting the tiny house that we're using to try to teach people about climate change. It's definitely ironic. And it's something that I think we all need to realize. I've witnessed climate change all over the planet in just 15 years, and I've had the luxury to work with some of the top scientists in many countries and different fields all over the world. So we're already seeing the effects of climate change. If you are experiencing intense fires or floods, that is a result of the climate changing. And it's a common, and a lot of the things that are happening, including the fires, are factors. Humans and climate are factors in it. It's not one or the other. It's a combination of all of us. And I think the most important thing that I'm now realizing is that it is happening now. And we have the ability with the information, with the science we have out there, to make better choices so that these negative impacts from increases in storms and such aren't so hard, aren't so heavy, aren't so devastating to humans, to structures, to animals, to crops. And I just hope that people can open their eyes and see that and read the science and make better choices within their own households, yes, but also the choices we have as a freedom in our democracy to make better choices as well.
And did the tiny house survive? What's the status now? Well, we've left people in suspense.
Yeah. We're about 6 hours from home. We pulled over to chat with y'all, and we just got word that our tiny house was 100% safe. We knew it was safe on Thanksgiving and that big superstorm that ironically was created also because of intense severe storms with climate change, strangely put out most of the fire. So it's 90% contained at this point right now. But the fire damage, the burn goes straight up to our property, and thank God to the firefighters working so hard to prevent that. It's 90% contained, but we will be coming home tonight to no electricity, no water, and still very dangerous areas around our home.
Wow.
But it's safe. The tiny house is alive and safe to continue sharing the message to the world.
And you've said even, you know, you have an awareness that even if it had succumbed to the flames, that the idea and the memories and the message and, you know, as long as nobody gets hurt, that's always the perspective, as tough as it may be. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Tim and my husband, Tim Davison from Omaha, and my puppy Ray were healthy and safe in Iowa at the time. We weren't exposed to any of the fire, any of the anything falling down, any of the poor air quality at the time. So we're grateful for that. And of course, we did have moments where we were sad about certain paintings of Tim and our marriage certificate and such. But in the end, fire can't burn memories. They're still just things. But it's definitely something I encourage people to really think about. You know, what is the most important thing in the world? Is it our things? It's not.
All right. In our remaining time, you're up to some other stuff. So let's talk about Saving Penguins film before we let you go.
So as most of you know, Tim and I went to South Africa to share an incredible story about how climate change and human habitat destruction in the past has impacted a species of penguins called African penguin. They're critically endangered. If we do nothing to try to support them in any way, they'll be functionally extinct in the wild in 10 years, which means there'll be basically no return. So we are releasing a film here within probably in January after Christmas, because it's just too busy right now. This film will also come with a website, savingpenguins.org, where you can purchase some organic stuffed animal penguins for $25. And a huge part of that purchase will go towards helping us fund artificial nests so that we can put them out on islands so these penguins have a safe place to rear their chicks and be protected from the hot, hot sun. With those black feathers, it's intense for them. So I'll be hopefully sharing an update with you all in January for that. And then my last update would be I'm now working as an ambassador for CuriosityStream.com. They have the most incredible non-fiction science documentaries and series on there created by the creators of Discovery Channel. So if you want some incredible content to learn not only just about fires and the effects of climate change and what we can do as humans to make a difference, but on anything about whales, about space, CuriosityStream.com. Check it out. You can get 30% off with promo code Stephanie. And right now they have 40% off annual plans. And you will be supporting science.
A career in science, the stories of science, and really walking the walk and living your life as you say you are. Stephanie Arney, we're so happy that you're okay, and we're happy that the tiny house stands, and we look forward to our next conversation, but also in the next things that you're up to, because there's always something new and exciting.
Thank you all so much, and have a great rest of your day.
I know it's going to be an emotional homecoming as well. So
yes, it will.
We offer our support for that as you get closer to seeing what's ahead. So thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.